The number of chronically homeless people in King County is up 28% this year in the one-night snapshot released today. Compare that to Utah, which has seen a dramatic drop since 2005. So is the Utah process better than Seattle's? KUOW's David Hyde has this story.
If you ever become homeless, you can get a free breakfast at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Ballard. One table calls itself the St. Luke's Debating Society, which has a few ground rules.
Anybody can come up with any information. Nobody loses face if they're wrong. Nobody gets any kudos if they're right. It's just, what's the facts, ma'am or man? That's all it is.
Carol Disher currently lives in her car. Across the table is Joe Camacho, who lives in a shelter near the Space Needle.
You judge the goodness of a society by the way they take care of their poor.
And they asked KUOW, why isn't Seattle more like Utah? Back in 2015, Utah announced a 91% reduction in chronic homelessness over a 10-year period.
I think Seattle could do the same thing if that was a priority with them.
Utah had seen such a dramatic drop, even The Daily Show covered it.
Did you hide them underground?
We did not hide the homeless people underground.
That's Lloyd Pendleton, who spearheaded the program.
We did it by giving homes to homeless people.
But not all homeless people. Only around 15% were chronically homeless when the program launched back in 2005. So why focus on just that smaller group? Pendleton says because chronic homeless people cost cities a lot more money. $30,000 to $50,000 a year on average for things like emergency services. So housing them is actually cheaper.
That made sense for a conservative state like Utah.
Back to our question, why isn't Seattle more like Utah? Pendleton told me back in the early 2000s, Utah actually wanted to be more like Seattle.
We looked to Seattle for the model that we began to implement here.
Seattle pioneered permanent housing programs for the most needy back in the 90s. And that population continues to be a priority here. 2,800 units house chronically homeless people like Otis Holt, who lived for 16 years behind King Street Station.
You're homeless and you're living out there on the streets. You're subject to the whims of life.
Many nights, Holt feared for his life. Now he's at the Estelle, a new building in the Rainier Valley that houses chronically homeless people.
You got nurse here, you got doctor that comes in. You get a free meal at the end of the day. You get coffee 7 days a week.
But getting into a place like the Estelle isn't easy. There were over 3,500 chronically homeless people in the latest one-night count. The actual number is likely much higher. And given the high cost of real estate in 2018, housing that population would be expensive. So far, the city isn't even prepared to look at that price tag. Think of the battle right now over the head tax on big employers. Another big reason Seattle isn't like Utah, chronic homelessness is just one priority here. Kira Zylstra is interim director of All Home King County, which coordinates a regional response to homelessness.
There's a huge number of other people, other families, other young people, other individuals that aren't yet chronically homeless that we don't want to leave on the wayside. So it's making best use of the resources that we do have.
There's also a big difference between the Seattle process and the Utah process. In Utah, Lloyd Pendleton brought together a broad coalition that included the Mormon Church, the business community, and state and local leaders. It was so effective that some in Seattle told Pendleton they were jealous, including a leading homeless advocate, the late Bill Hobson.
Hobson, when he was down here, said, I would kill to have this kind of collaboration that you have in Utah if we could get that up in King County.
But Utah's results aren't perfect. With a booming economy and a spike in housing prices, there's also been a jump in homelessness in recent years, including a jump in chronic homelessness for families with children. But back at St. Luke's, Carol Disher thinks Seattle should give Utah's bold experiment a try.
Focus on one thing with one group of people and then try to see if you can accomplish this with the least amount of resources that spreads out to do the most amount of help.
And that's even though it would only help high-needs people who are chronically homeless, not people like Disher who may be living in their cars. That number is up 46% from last year. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
If you have a question, ask KUOW. Just go to our website, KUOW.org.